B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Mem Dalet. We're going to start from the Mishnah, six lines down from the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Metaltalin Neir Chodosh. A brand new lamp that's never been used as a lamp, one is allowed to move it on Shabbos. Avalo Yoshon. However, if it's been used once before as a lamp, one is not allowed to move it on Shabbos, even if it's not being used as a lamp this Shabbos. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says, Kol haneiros metaltelin, you're allowed to move any lamps, chutz min haneiro shedoylek b'Shabbos, besides for a lamp that is actually a light. On Shabbos, whilst it's a light, you're not allowed to move it, because you could cause it to be extinguished, and that's a melocha called kibui. This brand new lamp, since it's never been used, he's not repulsed by it, so he may use it for anything on Shabbos, and therefore it's not mukta. Once a lamp has been used once, he's repulsed by it, and therefore he's dedicated and designated this lamp exclusively to light a candle on Shabbos, and therefore this lamp will be mukta. That's according to the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon says that it's mutter unless it's actually a light now. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. We learned in a brisa, Metaltalin Neir Chodosh Avaloi Yoshon. One is allowed to move a new lamp, but not an old one. Divi Reb Yehuda. That's the opinion of Reb Yehuda, and that is the Tana of the ratio of our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Oimir. Reb Meir argues with Reb Yehuda and says, Kol haneir is metaltalin chutz min haneir shedliku boy b'Shabbos. Reb Meir holds that you're allowed to use any lamp unless it was a lamp that was actually a light during Bein Hashmoshes, and even though the lamp is now extinguished, it's muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. But if it was not a light at the onset of Shabbos during Bein Hashmoshes, then one's allowed to move this lamp on Shabbos. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says all lamps can be moved on Shabbos, chutz min haneir adoylek b'Shabbos, unless it's actually a light now, and then you're not allowed to move it because you may extinguish it. Kovso, but once it's been extinguished, mutar l'taltelo, you're allowed to move it for the rest of Shabbos. Aval kois v'ka'oro v'ashoshis, a cup, a big dish, ashoshis, the glasses, lo yazizu min mokoimom, those you're not allowed to move from their place, and we'll see later on who said this and what it means. Reb Eliezer bar Shimon Oimer. We mentioned the opinion of Reb Shimon. His son Reb Eliezer says, Mistapik min haneir hakovo. You're allowed to take out some of the oil from a lamp that is a type of lamp. Taking a little bit of oil is actually not helping the lamp become extinguished quicker, and therefore he says it's muta. And the oil that dripped out of it, you're also allowed to use it on Shabbos, and even whilst the lamp is still alight. That's the end of this braisa. Omar Abaya. Abaya is going to explain. Reb Eliezer b'Reb Shimon sovalo ka'avuha b'chodo u'palig oleo b'chodo. Reb Eliezer b'Reb Shimon holds like Reb Shimon in one point and argues with him at another point. Sovalo ka'avuha b'chodo, he holds like Reb Shimon in one point, deles le'muktza. He agrees with Reb Shimon that he does not hold that because something was muktza, was not allowed to be moved whilst during the Bein Hashmoshes, because it was a light, the whole Bein Hashmoshes, therefore you're not allowed to touch it the whole Shabbos. Both Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar, his son, agree that even though it was mukta during Bein Hashmoshes, it's not mukta the rest of Shabbos. Upalig aleha b'choda, and nonetheless Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon argues with Reb Shimon on one point, de'ilu avua sovar, Reb Shimon holds kovo in loy kovo loy. You're only allowed to use and take from the oil of the lamp after the lamp's been extinguished. Because if you take from the lamp whilst it's still on, it's considered you're extinguishing the lamp. Holds afal gavde loy kovo, even though the lamp has not yet extinguished, one is allowed to take some oil from the lamp. Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon both agree that the oil itself is not mukta. However, Reb Shimon says you're not allowed to remove any of the oil whilst the lamp is still on. Reb Eliezer holds that in this particular instance, when the lamp is extinguishing, when the lamp is lit very brightly, the more oil there is, the brighter the lamp will light. Of course, you're not allowed to take any oil out because you're extinguishing the lamp, you're making the lamp dimmer. However, once the lamp is already on the way out, and it's clear that the lamp, the wick, is not going to absorb all the oil and doesn't need the rest of the oil, even whilst the lamp is still on, you're allowed to take away some of the oil. Continues the Gemara. Aval kois uka'orov ashoshis lo yazizu mimekoimom. We saw that a cup or a dish or the glasses, one is not allowed to move them from their place. And we have to understand who authored this line. What does it mean? So asks the Gemara. We assume that it's Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon said a line earlier. Reb Shimon Oimer, chutz min aneira doilik b'Shabbos, besides for a lamp that's actually a light on Shabbos, kovsa mutzel l'taltelo, if it's extinguished already, you're allowed to take from the oil. Aval kois v'karav ashoshes le'azizom mekoimom, but the cup, the dish, and the glasses, you're not allowed to move them from their place. And this seems to be a continuation from Reb Shimon. Asks the Gemara, Maishno, honey, why should these be different? According to Reb Shimon, who he says that once the lamp is out, in the same way as you're allowed to move the oil, why should you not be allowed to move these things as well? The Kois, the Ka'ora, and the Ashoshis. Oma Ula. Ula explains, Sefer Oson Reb Yehuda. This line is actually Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, who said in the ratio of the Mishnah, and in the ratio of this Braisa, that Metaltalin Ner Chodosh Aval Lo Yoshon, that you're not allowed to move an old lamp because it's mukta, so too you're not allowed to move a kois, a ka'ora, and the ashoshis. Asks the Gemara, Maskif Lomar Zutra, Ihoche my aval, what's the but? If Reb Yehuda says that you're not allowed to move a lamp, and then he says you're also not allowed to move the kois, ka'ora, of ashoshis, it should say v'chein, kois, ka'ora, of ashoshis. The aval seems to be but, that only these you're not allowed to move, but something else you are allowed to move. That's not Reb Yehuda. Ela Omar Marzutra, Marzutra argues with Ula and explains le'olam Reb Shimon. This line is also Reb Shimon. And therefore Reb Shimon, who said first, you're allowed to move all the lamps after they've been extinguished, he's the one that says that kois, ka'ora, and ashoshis, you're not allowed to move. The question is why? When does Reb Shimon say you're allowed to move a lamp and the oil after it's been extinguished? B'neiru zuta, a small lamp. Already when he lit it, he knew that this lamp was not going to be on the whole Shabbos, and he already had in mind that as soon as the lamp extinguishes, I'm going to use this lamp for anything else I want to use on Shabbos. Avalhani, but in the case of the kois, the ka'ora, and the ashoshis, dinafishi, they are very big, and filling them up with oil before Shabbos could well mean that they're going to be alight the entire Shabbos. Loi, in that case, when he lit it, he totally took this lamp, the kois, the ka'ora, the ashoshis, was totally out of his mind. It was dedicated for the entire Shabbos to be a lamp, and therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, even once it's extinguished, it remains muktzah, because when Shabbos came in, it was out of his mind totally, and therefore, it's osa, even according to Reb Shimon. Asks the Gemara, V'otani wilant in a braisa, Moisar HaShemen Shebeneir, the leftover oil in a lamp, V'shebe ka'ora, again, a big plate, a ka'ora, osur, the leftover oil is osa. V'Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon says, once the lamp's been extinguished, it's muta. So here you see that ka'ora, the lamp in the oil in a ka'ora, in a big dish, is muta. And a minute ago we said that when it says in the braisa, kois uka'ora v'ashoshis, over there Reb Shimon says, it's mukta because it's so big. It seems to contradict the braisa. Says the Gemara, no. Hosom ka'ora dumya dinir. Over there, in that braisa, it speaks about a ner and a ka'ora, a lamp, which is small, and a ka'ora, which is similarly small. And therefore, in the same way as Reb Shimon assumed that the ner would extinguish itself sometime in the middle of Shabbos, so too the oil in the ka'ora. However, in the braisa we started with, that speaks about the kois, or ka'ora of ashoshis, hocha ka'ora dumya de kois, like a cup is a big container, so too the ka'ora in that context is a big ka'ora. And therefore, even Reb Shimon, he took this ka'ora out of his mind altogether from the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore it's mukta. Continues the Gemara. And let's just summarize one point before we start with Reb Zera. We saw at the braisa at the beginning of the Gemara, Reb Yehuda says that what metaltelin ner chodosh avaloy yoshon, an old neir, you're not allowed to move, even though you didn't light it on Shabbos. It's mukta. Why? Mukta machmas mius. Since he's repulsed by it, since it was once used as a lamp, it absorbed the oil, and the person would not use it for anything besides lighting a light, and that's also on Shabbos. Therefore, it's mukta. It's called mukta machmas mius. It comes from being repulsed. Reb Meir in the Braisa says, Kol ha-neir is metaltalin. He says that even if it's an old neir, if it has not been used this Shabbos to light a lamp, then it's going to be mutter to move it, because he does not hold of mukta machmas mius. Reb Meir just says that if you lit it when Shabbos came in during Bein HaShemoshes, then it's a neir sheid liku by b'Shabbos, then it's mukta. But there's no mukta machmas mius. That means an old lamp that was not used this Shabbos, according to Reb Yehuda, is mukta machmas mius. According to Reb Meir, it's not mukta machmas mius. Says Reb Zeira, Omer Reb Zeira, pamut, a metal candlestick. And since the nature of metal is that it does not absorb the oil, and therefore it's not mius, a person does not get repulsed to use such a dish for something else. So says Reb Meir, sheidliku boy b'Shabbos, if he used it this Shabbos, which means that when Shabbos came in during Bein HaShemoshes, this candle was alight. And now, sometime over Shabbos, it's extinguished. L'divrei HaMatir, according to Reb Meir that we just mentioned, who says that there's no mukta machmas mios, he will say that in this case it will be osur, because of mukta machmas isur. Because during Bein HaShemoshes, an issa was happening with it, it was lit, you're not allowed to, it was osur to move it, and therefore it remains mukta the whole Shabbos. L'divrei HaOiser, but according to Reb Yehuda, who said before in the Braisa, and that's also the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, that there is a concept of mukta machmas mius, that's all in an earthenware lamp. Mutter, in this case, where it's a metal candlestick, he'll say that it's mutter, and it's muk because there's no mukta machmas mius. Says the Gemara, lememra de Reb Yehuda, are you suggesting that Reb Yehuda, mukta machmas mius islei, he holds that something can be mukta machmas mius because you're repulsed by it, mukta machmas isur lesli, but he will not agree that if it's mukta machmas isur, it's also mukta? Votanya, we learnt in a braisa, Reb Yehuda oimer, kol haneiros shel mateches, all the lamps made of metal, metaltalin, you're allowed to move them, chutz min haneir sheidliku bei b'Shabbos, unless the lamp was lit during Bein HaShemoshes, then it's mukta machmas isur, and Reb Yehuda says it's also. So how can you, Reb Zeira, say that Ledivrei ha'oiser, according to Reb Yehuda, who says mukta machmas mius, mutter, over here with the pomut, it's going to be mutter. Reb Yehuda says explicitly that there's mukta machmas isur, and therefore, since this pomut, sheidliku by b'Shabbos, it was lit on Shabbos, it should be mukta, according to Reb Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Ela I itma hochi itma. What Reb Zeira said was as follows. Omer Reb Zeira, pamut sheidliku alav b'Shabbos, if you lit this candlestick on Shabbos, divrei hakel osur. Everybody says it's osur, both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, because it's mukta machmas isur. Lo yidliku alav, but if you did not use it, you did not light it on Shabbos, divrei hakel mutar, everyone will say it's mutar, because there's no issa, because you didn't light it. There's no mius, because it's not earthenware. And that's why it will not be mukta l'kuli alma. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, mita obed sheyichado lemois. You dedicated it, you decided that you were going to put coins on it before the onset of Shabbos. But in fact, he didn't put coins on. Also, letaltila, since you wanted to put coins on, the bed is already mukta. He designated the bed to serve the coins, which are mukta, to be a base for mukta, and therefore the bed is mukta the whole Shabbos, also the Taltalo, you're not allowed to move it. Meisvei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is asking a question on Rav. Metaltalin Neir Chodosh, Avalo Yoshon. We saw in our Mishnah that a new Neir, a Neir that's never actually been used as a lamp, but it is a new lamp, you're allowed to move it. You're not allowed to move an old lamp, one that's already been used previously and been lit. And over there, and regarding the Neir, it's a new Neir, it's been designated to be a Neir, but it's not actually been used as a Neir. So it should be similar to the case of a bed that's been designated to have coins on it. So why in the case of the Mishnah with a new lamp, is it not Mukta, but the bed according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it is mukta. And the Gemara adds to the question, Uma neir d'lahocha avida. In the case of the lamp, not only is it designated to be used as a lamp, that is what lamps are made for. And you designate it to be a lamp, and nonetheless, kiloy hidlik boshori lumetel to little tula. And if you did not use it yet, you're allowed to move it. It's not mukta. Mito, a bed, lav loch yavida. It's not made in order to carry coins. Then, even though you designated it this week to put coins on it, loikolshkin, even more so, it should not be mukta. That's the question. Elo I itmar, hochi itmar. Rav said something else. Omer of Yudah, Marav. Mito sheyichado lemois, a bed that you dedicated it, you designated it, in order to hold coins this Shabbos, but you did not put coins on it. Hiniacho lemois, if you put the coins on it, in actual fact, during Ben Hashmoshes there were coins on the bed, also letaltelo, then the bed is mukta. Lo hiniacho lemois, but if in actual fact you did not end up putting the coins there, muta letaltelo, it's not mukta. Lo yichad olamois, a bed that you did not designate for coins, yesh olamois, then if you do happen to put coins there, also the taltalo, then the bed is mukta. Ein olamois, if there's no coins on it, obviously muta the taltalo, the bed is not mukta. V'hu sheloi hoyu oleo ben hashmoshes, even though there's no coins on the bed now, if there were coins on the bed during Ben Hashmoshes, the bed was a base for these coins during Ben Hashmoshes, then the bed remains mukta the entire Shabbos. So what did we just say in the name of Rav? That if there were coins on the bed when Shabbos came in, the bed remains mukta even if the coins were removed sometime over Shabbos. Omar Ula said, Mosiv Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer asked a question on Rav from a Mishnah in Kalim. And there are quite a lot of complicated halachas in this Mishnah. We're not going to delve into all of them at length. We're going to read the Mishnah. The basic concept discussed in this Mishnah is, the rule is that kelim are mekabel tumah. And there are a number of different halachas that makes a difference to, as we'll see. A kli, a box that can hold more than 40 saw, is such a big kli that we learn out from, the Chachomim learn out, that it's such a big kli cannot become tomei, it does not have the status of a kli. And some say that the kli is not just dependent on how much it can contain, but how much the actual kli can displace. If a kli, the rule is that a kli can hold 40 saw is the type of kli that is too big to be called a kli. And some say that if you actually would include the thickness of the walls of the kli, they are included in the arboim saw. If filling up the kli, including the walls of the kli, would displace 40 saw, it's also too big to be a kli. The question is, if you have this big type of box, a type of coach, and there's wheels on it, the question is, are the wheels considered an integral part of the kli with all the halachas of kli? Or do we say no? They have their own halachas, they stand on their own. And so the Mishnah says it depends. If these wheels are removable, then they're just like a tofel. Then they have their own identity, their own halachas, as they would a regular kli. However, if they're not removable, they are part of the box, and therefore they are included in all the halachas of a big box. Says the Mishnah, Muchni shelo. The wheels of this big coach, bizman shehinishmetes, if the wheels are immovable, and that's why they're not an integral part of the kli, they're just a type of annex, a type of tofel to the kli, then there's four halachas. Number one, ein chibur lo. It's considered as two different kelim that are touching each other. If either one became tomei, that would not necessarily mean that the other one is tomei. If the coach became tomei, the wheels are touching the coach, but they are not part of the coach because they are removable. And therefore, they are not called a chibur, it's not called one with the coach. And if the wheels become tomei, then likewise the coach will not necessarily become tomei because of that. The second halacha, v'ein nimdedes imo. When you determine the volume of the coach to decide whether it's 40 saw or not, since these wheels are removable, they are not included in measuring the size of this shida, this coach. third halacha, ve'ein matzeles imo bo'el hames. We know that only kelim, if they are hovering over a dead person, they are an oyhel over a mace, they become tomei. However, very big kli, that's more than arboim saw, is not called a kli and will not become tomei even if it hovers over a dead person. So these wheels, since they're immovable, then if the wheels are hovering over a dead person, even though the coach itself possibly will be toyer if it's big enough, however, the wheels are not called part of the coach, and therefore they can become tomei because they are oyhel hames. The next halacha, ve'ein goyrin oysa b'shabbos bizman sheyesh olea mois. If there were coins on the wheels during Bein Hashmoshes, then you're not allowed to move the coach and with it the wheels on Shabbos. If the wheels would be attached and permanent, fixed to this big coach, then the wheels are just a toffle to the coach. And then even if there were coins on the wheels when Shabbos came in, that would not mean you're not allowed to move the main part of the coach that was not holding the coins. But if you say that the wheels are detachable, they're removable, and therefore they're called kelim on their own, and therefore they become muktzah if there's coins on them when Shabbos came in. And therefore, if there's coins on these wheels, you're not allowed to move the whole coach, thereby causing the wheels to be moved on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ha ein olea mois. And what does it say in the Mishnah? V'ein goyrin oisa b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to drag this coach with the wheels on Shabbos, bizman sheyesh olea mois, if there are coins on the wheels. So the Gemara says, Ha ein olea mois, but if there's no money on the wheel now, Sharia, you're allowed to move this coach. Even though there were coins on the wheels when Shabbos came in, the Mishnah doesn't say if there were coins on it, you're not allowed to move it. It says if there are no coins on it. So you see that even though these wheels are a kli on their own, they were a bosses when Shabbos came in for the coins, but nonetheless, since now during Shabbos the coins are no longer there, you're allowed to drag the coach with the wheels. And this is not like Rav that said that when something was holding coins, like the bed was holding coins when Shabbos came in, then even when the coins were taken off the bed somehow on Shabbos, the bed remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. Why should the bed remain muktzah, but this coach not? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the answer. Hahi Reb Shimon hi, that Mishnah is going according to Reb Shimon, de lesli muktzah. Does not hold that because something was muktzah when Shabbos came in, it remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. He does not hold that migud iskatzoi ben ashmoshes iskatzoi kule yoyim. V'rav, but in Rav that we said that the bed remains muktzah the whole Shabbos, kirv Yehuda sfirle, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that something that was muktzah when Shabbos came in during ben ashmoshes, it remains muktzah the whole Shabbos, even though the coins were taken off the bed or this coach during Shabbos. And Yemir Tashem, in our next shiur, will carry on the next Gemara.